Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have with us Sean Michael Conway.
Hey, what's up?
I was just so proud I said it right.
You did.
My face was so nerdy.
So many people. I've been introduced on stage as like, give it up for Michael Conway. I'm like, there it is. Just, you blew it. It says it on the like right on the clipboards. Perfect, actually.
Yeah, The three names is tight. I think you got to do it that way. Sean Michael Conway. It's just
that's
got
a serious
balls.
Yeah.
To it, you know what I mean?
I go like, back and forth with it. Like when I was younger and I thought like, okay, there's definitely like 1,600 Sean Conways in showbiz. Let me just put a third name just to really lock it in. And then like once I started getting on like somewhat bigger sets, there are people with like the same thing, like Ryan. John, and like they're just that's just what they go by. I'm like, oh, I kind of feel stupid now, but we're too late, so lock it in with the three.
I mean, Sean Conway is pretty dope name as it is. You didn't make that name up, right?
No, I wasn't alive,
so it's legit.
Yeah,
so that's a whole
somebody
entirely
made it up prior
legit
to me
name.
Being born.
They did good, man. They did really good. I'm proud of them.
Yeah,
I feel like Shane, my son's name, is kind of close to Sean, and I think both are really good. He's definitely been called Sean a decent amount. I had to be the annoying mom growing up. I probably should have let it go, but I had to be the one that's like, Shade. When someone would call him Sean, I couldn't, you know, Shade.
Well,
sometimes
like,
you can let it go.
It's a different name. Like, you chose a name for your son, and so people are just changing the name. It's two different people.
Yeah.
So, like, no, you kind of have to do that. I get it.
Yeah, Shane's cool, so Sean.
I like Shane. Shane's almost got like a little more skateboard vibes. Sean, but mine is S-E-A-N. So like people in elementary school would be like, C-N?
Yo, that used to fuck me up because I knew everybody's name in class. And then I'd say, see C-N on the locker and be like, who the fuck is C-N?
Yep.
We're in like first grade. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a second too. But now we know. It's Sean.
Yeah.
We've just come a long way.
I just
then.
Found out now, right now, but yeah.
I need to say, okay, so we're going to get into our first topic, and I have to get into, I think, the funniest one is that, okay, so CG is not a big porn watcher at all.
Great.
Very rarely does it, but he did, like, I guess about a month ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't know. But the funniest part, I'm not upset at all that he watched porn. Like, I used to watch it, and then I got
me all horned up on, like, a Saturday, and then she went and she left for work.
Oh, my gosh.
And then,
like,
so, like, it wasn't my fault at all, but it's like, you know, so I go ahead, Kate.
So, the funniest part is, like, maybe you do this, but, like, he paid for some of the porn. Like, he watched a scene, you know, and it's like, to watch the rest, put in your credit card. And when I found out that he had paid for porn, that's what offended me. I was like, no, never, ever. And of course, his like credit card company called and they're like, we've seen some suspicious
I was
charges.
Getting some fraudulent charges on the card. I
ever
was like,
since,
dude,
yeah.
I felt filthy after watching the porn. I'm not going to lie, because I never do. So I watched it and I was feeling real filthy and ashamed. I didn't tell her till like 2 days later. Just because
the credit card company called.
Yeah, you didn't tell her. No. The credit card company told her.
Yeah, that is what I told you, didn't I? I would have took that to my grave if the credit card company didn't call.
Fucking snitches.
So,
just wanted to call, let you know that your boyfriend is a piece of shit. He's also maybe 80 years old.
So, dude, yeah, I don't watch porn like regularly, like every.
So he didn't
Six
know
months to
that
a
you
year,
don't.
I might look at some porn, like just randomly look at some porn, right?
Now, I'm going to sound horrible for saying don't pay for porn, just watch it for free. That actually sounds awful if you think about
he's
it.
He's a good artist.
But
artist.
That's true.
But I just mean, not like I would love for the porn stars to get paid. It's more of like giving it to a shady website who's going to now try to steal your shit. Right. I'm all about porn stars getting paid.
Me too. But see, I didn't realize that, like, yeah, I guess I went onto this site. I was like, you know, where do people watch awesome porn? Like, I Googled something like that. And I went to, like, a site. And it was basically, like, showing these scenes. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to watch that one. And I click on it, and it's, like, $1 for the scene. And so I watched a few different scenes. Oh, and it got me a few times. Because it was, like, $1 to unlock this collection. and then you unlock the collection, but you can't watch anything yet until you get pay more for the specific ones. So like, I watched a few things. I watched like Sneaking on Sexy Roommate, Sneaking on Sexy Nurse. There was something like that. Like, oh, man. Sneaky. There are these sneaky things.
This
I don't
isn't
know
even
why.
Premium. You really got robbed here. I thought like maybe it, like if there was like a shark in the video, like, oh, this is worth my extra dollar.
Shark.
What are you doing while watching these? Are you like jerking at all? Are you just like watching?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, well, the exposition isn't finished. I gotta wait.
Yeah, no. Like, even for the, you know, in the time when I'm scrolling through the scenes, I'm like half jerking it while I'm scrolling through the scenes, you know, and then you pick scene, you're like, oh shit, this is the one right here, and then it's like, you know, enter all your credit card information, and it was funny, each time you click the dollar thing, you got to enter your credit card information again. Oh, like, man. they get you revved up, and then you put in your that's what happened to me. I was like, I really shouldn't do this, but it's past the point of no return.
Yeah, the only time I've paid for porn, I think, is in like actual stores years ago, like a VHS.
Yeah,
like,
right.
And that's what you kind of had to do. And then you got like into DVDs. And now, obviously, like there are, I don't even want to like promote a website right now. Like for
you went to VHS porn stores?
Back in the day? Yeah, like after like college when I graduated, I've always been very advanced sexually.
College.
Like unscared meeting. Unscared is not a word.
Had Napster and they had like, you know, I get viruses all the time in college watching porn. That's why I thought you don't do it for free. That's why I thought I was doing the smart thing. I was like, nah, you got to buy it, man. Stay on the up and up. You don't get a fucking crazy computer virus. So, but we, you walked out of college, which is, there's definitely computer free porn at this time. And you went to the porn VHS store?
I think it was when I graduated. Yeah, I went to like a porn store and got a VHS and was into it, you know.
That's good fun. It's like, it's still like kind of hip, you know. It's like, you know, it was probably at that point where like computers were like not super cool yet. So it's like, fuck you. Like, I'm still going with the organic shit.
Yo,
on VHS.
What's tough though is like you watch one, like you got to buy that shit. That's a 2-hour video.
And then you got to rewind it.
And you don't know.
Can you imagine rewinding porn after you've already climaxed? You're like, oh, this is so obnoxious. I mean, at that point, I would rather like have sex with someone I didn't want to and just have them sleep over. I think that'd be easier.
Yo, very true, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you gotta buy it before you know what's in it. You're just going from like tip picks on the back of it.
Yeah.
But you don't know what the noises are like. You don't know. Back in the day, it was a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
And then I know my one buddy's dad had the box of VHS porn.
Nice.
That was like the first time we saw porn. We were watching this box of VHS porn. So I guess that's what you did. But I think it was a lot more frowned upon back then. Like if you had a box of VHS porn, you were a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if someone
I think
found
everyone
out,
did, but if you found out.
Oh, no.
Like,
yeah,
you better store that properly. But then you had the parents who really didn't give as much of a fuck. And they're like, yeah, it's my porn box. Like, they put it in the closet, kind of.
Porn
but
box.
Yeah.
He was like an important person, I think. I think he was like a banker or something.
I mean, who cares about porn, really? I stopped watching because you think it's gross. And it is pretty gross, especially the ones I was watching.
Yeah, I try not to. Just it puts up, like, I don't know, false expectations. You know what I mean? Like, so then the real thing is, like, not as, I don't know, valued or something.
Right.
There's just a lot of reasons.
It's just not also usually how sex goes.
I just feel like a
usually.
Filthy animal after I watch it.
Yeah.
A filthy, dirty animal.
Well, I always say the penises look like someone just took a shot of something and like it's about to like pop up off their body. Like, it doesn't even look like a healthy organic boner.
No.
It looks like this person might drop dead from a heart attack. Like, he's like, oh, oh, and there's like veins all over that you're like, is he okay? And then the girl's like, yeah. And like the tougher ones, like, sometimes like there's like ropes where there shouldn't be, and like I'm like, oh man, that's like way too much pain. And that, like, the ones where they get like they have to like slap the bitch 10 times and she's like,
have to.
Yeah, they're like, you know, for me to come you gotta bleed, and she's like, no, no, She like first she fights. She's like, no, no. And then she's like, yeah. Like I just, that's why I stopped though, because it would always start innocently enough. And then like they would always have the suggestions like similar. And it would always start getting crazier until I felt like I should go to prison. I was that's telling him.
That, yeah, yeah, that's a good gauge though. Like to know how sick you are, like which, how far you click on the porn sites.
Dude. Yeah. No, you really... Well, I reported a porn once, and that's when I knew.
What a snitch.
I was like, well, it looked like real. You know, you put in some things, and you still want it to be fake, though, you know? And I put in some things, and it just looked like... Honestly, it just looked like a really awful gangbang. Like, just, like, actually criminal. And I said, no. I said, this is where my vagina... protests.
Was it called like cartel gangbang? And it was like a really...
I kind of feel like that's cartel. What I didn't put that in, but I felt like I was watching, and I don't even remember the race of people, so I'm not trying to make a statement there. It was just very like tough. It was a very tough gangbang.
Yeah.
And I pray she made it out alive. Colombian that poor woman. Bang? Stop.
I'm sorry. It's cartel country. It's not
I
about
never
the
brought
country.
Up the cartel.
It's about the cartel, really.
It was just a tough. It was a
Kate
tough and rough.
Kate's Mexican in the video. He's like, that's it. I need to report this.
No.
Too far.
Today.
I'm 60% sure that one guy's Mexican.
So I'm Ukrainian, Russian, German, and Moroccan. Mm. And I realize that Morocco is in Africa and yeah. now
so
all day.
I keep telling her to get that fat black ass over here. Is that okay? Or
no.
Because she's Moroccan, so she's African, so I feel like I can say that now. But it is racist.
It's just funny because I obviously don't look African at all,
right.
And I kind of just found out. I thought Morocco was in Spain because Morocco has like a bunch of ethnicities in it,
right?
So I finally like found out where it is, and now he's saying that, and
I can't
it makes
stop
me
saying
so
for
uncomfortable.
To get a fat black ass over here, I just God. It keeps coming out of my mouth. I can't stop.
Sean
even
can't even
hard.
Laugh.
I know
at it.
Sean's like, you are a sick fuck. I can't believe I came on this podcast.
No comment on record. Well, I certainly wouldn't think the first 10 minutes was going to be about porn.
Sorry.
For my taste.
Sorry, I jumped.
Hey, we're here.
She likes to jump right into it sometimes. I'm okay, glad you jumped right into it.
Let's get to
today.
A different topic that's so vastly different. But there was a sinkhole that opened up in China to an ancient forest.
Did you
hear this?
Is this literally just a title for a porn video you watched?
To the sinkhole. Yeah. You like my sinkhole?
That is so disgusting.
Yeah, there was like a sinkhole. No, anyway. So yeah, there was, I just think that's crazy that there's a sinkhole and then it opens up into this ancient forest. It
it's
makes
like,
me happy.
I found a massive sinkhole. I feel like it should be an Australian guy in that porn.
There's no easily. Porn involved
yeah.
with this sinkhole.
There's just a bunch of women who have been like, we've been waiting the fuck for centuries.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's what I heard is in that forest, oddly yeah. enough. So anyone who wants to go fuck someone in a primitive forest, get your flights, book them,
yeah.
and let us know how it goes. But I'm just happy because I do feel like it's proof Narnia like places exist
oh,
here.
Yeah, like Middle Earth shit.
Yeah, like I'm like they kind of just found a Middle Earth in a sense, and we don't fucking know. Like we're as humans, right. we're like we know everything. We know a very small fraction of what all of this is.
Yeah,
so it's just exciting.
There's like prehistoric flora and fauna down there.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty dope.
They were saying, yeah, scientists were like, there are definitely species in here that we don't know what they are, you know,
yeah,
and they haven't fully
be?
Explored it or anything, but I just think that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why there wouldn't be. It doesn't, like, for how deep the Earth actually is, like, how could we possibly just take a guess?
Right.
Like, even, I don't, this is, like, sort of related, but, like, I just, like, found this out. I didn't know this. Like, in Scotland... there's just a city built over top of another city. Like, in Scotland, apparently, there's a whole city, and, like, I guess it just got out of date. People just stopped using it. And then they built another city completely over top.
Wow.
But in Scotland, you can drive down to that other city, and there's shops and stuff.
That's crazy.
Like, there's just a city underneath and a city over top.
That's so dope, dude. I gotta go there.
Yeah, my dad was telling me about that.
I bet the riskier prostitution happens in the underneath town.
Yeah. That is true downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
It, to me, it sounds more like Diagon Alley, Harry Potter vibes of like, or like the train station where like platform 9 1/2 or whatever it is, 9 3/4. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, your brain went to horrible prostitution. I thought, I mean, more that's Harry definitely Potter. Where the darker this is the paying for porn brain. This is what happens when you pay for porn. Guy gives it to her sinkhole. Sorry.
I felt like it was a reputable site. I can't believe they tried to charge my credit card.
I totally can.
I had so much fraud.
Wait, so have you ever paid for porn, like, on the internet?
Give me a break. You think I'm going to pay for porn? Get out of here.
I thought that if you don't pay for it, this is what I've thought for a long time, I guess, because, yeah, I guess I don't really watch it very much.
So because you're Encino Man. And
I thought you're supposed to get, you get a virus if you watch the free stuff.
Well, you can.
I did. I remember, like, when I was young, I would just, like, look up whatever. I would go on YouTube and, like, type in boobs and see what happened. And, you know, you wouldn't obviously get much because YouTube censored their stuff, like a regular website.
It's like a mom breastfeeding, and you're like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're like, this is all titties I can find.
This is right here. But,
if those are the only titties you can find, and you're in high school or something, you know, that's what you do.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah. My friend had told me, he gave me a rumor. He said that, you know, hey, I went on this site called bigboobs.com and and I saw big boobs, and I was like, really? So I, like, you know, later that night, and of course I don't have a computer, I'm like 8, so I go on my dad's computer and I just type in bigboobs.com, and first of all, I have never seen a vagina or anything even close.
That's
to
horrifying.
A vagina. Like, all I know are what boobs look like, so I imagine I'm about to see boobs, and then it says something like, make sure you're 18 years or older. I was like, yeah, whatever. So I clicked okay. And then right from there, it's like a gallery of just like the most busted vaginas you've ever seen. Like hairy. Or, I mean, not to say that Harry's busted.
Did your friend
but
set
it was
you
just,
up?
I don't know. I mean, he's 5. He's 5 at this
How
point.
Are you gonna
if
go
he's
on
conspiring to set me up, I don't think he's that
fucking diabolical,
genius,
dude.
But if this guy did pull that stuff, I didn't even know I was looking. I was like, this is just too much to see at once. So I clicked the exit out. Of course, virus. Oh. Like two seconds I was on there.
On your dad's business computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, the business files all got corroded. So I definitely remember when we, like, the first time we saw porn, it was at Box of Porn Dad's house. And the first time we were watching porn, that shit was like triple X. It was like the ones where they just like do a close up on the vagina getting pulverized. And just, I was like, I didn't think I ever wanted to have sex after that. I was just like, what? I was just like, those things are horrible. Furry, like you said, it was just like hatchet wounds, you know.
Jeez.
That they were showing us. I mean, oh, it, dude, it was horrible. I was so traumatized from that. Cause like even, I've like had a lot of sex at this point now as an adult.
Thank you for clarifying. Subtle flex.
I never stared at a vagina like that. It's unnatural. It's unnatural for eyes to be on that close to a vag getting penetrated.
You just watch a video of someone like screaming into a vagina. Like, wow, this is exciting. Like, is that what you do?
I heard they had shit like that now.
Yeah.
I mean, they have porn called like farting on birthday cakes, and like they definitely have gotten quite creative out there. Some I commend, others I don't. But
so wait, do they have sex in it, or do they just fart? Do they fart on the birthday cake and then have sex, or did they just fart on a birthday cake?
Usually, it's just the farting on a birthday cake, but I think I have seen one where it leads to other things.
No, that's all you need. Just the fart.
Just the fart should be enough to make you climax instantly.
Yeah. If you're clicking on a video that says farting on birthday cake, you're not looking for a standard fucking afterwards. You're plenty full after the fart.
It's such to me an odd thing to like get your rocks off, but you know.
It just, I want to know who's clicking on it.
Well,
actually, you know what?
I want to know.
I would click on it.
I want to know. Yeah, no. I want to know who's coming to it. Clicking on it who cares? Right. Because we've all well, you haven't. I should show you.
I definitely want to see it. I'm gonna now.
We should make a video, Siege, of me farting on birthday cakes, and let's just. Let's just
I'm gonna take
some
a piss on
way.
Like the neighborhood dog.
No, what?
Like the, it's supposed to be weird stuff, right?
That's animal abuse.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's sick. Wow. Farting on a birthday cake is fine.
Yeah, because it's just an inanimate object.
It's just
object.
A cake. All right, my bad. My bad.
Pissing on a dog. You're
got
not
excited
allowed.
Quickly. So, I'm gonna cut someone's head off with pliers.
I was trying to think of something fitting that was really weird video that we could make.
That's not just weird. That's abusive.
I know it's very off-putting thing to do. I just
there
thought
are
that
so many people who
people
would come
are doing.
From that though. That's how sick our society is. They'd be like pissing on a dog.
Yeah,
I've been waiting to come to this for years.
You could like yodel at someone's feet.
Oh yeah.
You would be a star.
How do you yodel? Forget it. Sean's like, please shut the fuck up and stop trying to yodel.
Can you throw? No. Let's do throw those sticky darts at your vag.
Those sticky.
Yeah, you know they're sticky darts, and see if they stick. I think if you got one to stick, that'd be a viral.
That doesn't
video.
Feel right.
No,
and I'd
it's
have
not
to be,
be.
I feel like I'd have to be so well shaven for that, and it's just too much pressure. I would never want my vagina to have that up close lens. Are there some videos?
With it featured, maybe, but
depends if they were deleted or
I
not.
I didn't
yeah.
ever want it.
You're on VHS somewhere in Bethlehem. VA.
Have I made poor
Someone's
decisions
gonna have
in
to
my past?
Track it. Track down the VHS that you made.
I would definitely be embarrassed with some stuff resurfacing, but that's why I think that shit's so cruel. I think like also going through someone's like. Old Twitter like tweets from like 8 years ago. I think all of that's like, can you just talk to a person now and feel if they're cool yeah. or not? Like, don't stalk people that far just to like get dirt on them. In my opinion, I think it's pretty
absolutely
pretty lame. I think if you're getting fucked on the regulars, you don't need to go to someone's like Twitter 8 years ago because you're too busy coming and hopefully to not someone pissing on a dog.
Precisely.
I was not saying that I really want to do that. I was making a joke about the weird things that people are shooting. And so I don't want you to think I really want to make that video.
Just you're very, fun. Yeah, he's very vanilla sexually. I've offered.
I just want to get paid. I just want to get paid for a good video, though.
Mm. Me too.
You know what I'm
sir.
Saying? So. It was more about that. I didn't realize that that's abuse or whatever.
If there are any really rich people listening who want to pay for him to throw sticky darts at this puss, make some offers.
Yeah. Subscribe.
We could have some really funny videos.
I don't think they'll stick, though. Them shits didn't stick to anything.
No.
They stick to a window pretty good.
I've talked about this on stage only a little, but I think it's funny picturing... Like when a stripper first figures out if she can pop cherries out of her puss, like the first, you know, just being like, like getting the cherries and then like being home alone. And then like,
yeah.
It gets a little lost at first and you have a bit of a panic and then you find it and you're like, do I try it again? You know, like it's probably a whole process of figuring out if you can shoot a cherry out of that thing.
Is that what they do? They do that at
I've
strip
heard,
clubs?
I've never seen it in person. But I've heard some strippers can shoot things out of their vaginas. And, like, there's no hate there. That's a talented vagina. I just think it's funny, like, the first couple times trying yeah. to.
At that point, it's not even, like, a strip club show. It's more like a variety show. It's like vaudeville.
Seriously. Carnival. Yeah. Yeah. Which I'm always into that kind of stuff.
I would love to be, in, like, just, like, entertained all around. Like if I, you know, if someone's naked and that's their thing, but then all of a sudden they can do like a backflip. It's like, I didn't need that, but I'm here for it.
That's true.
Special
it is
talents.
Solid entertainment.
Yeah. I feel like we were talking about this earlier at the park. If anyone's offended by like someone who's naked or semi-naked and they're pretty good looking, you're evil. If you're upset by a good looking semi-naked person ever, like unless there are kids around and that's the inappropriate part. But like people who are offended by nudity, that weirds me out. The people who are weirded out by like things like boobs. It's like, really? That's what's upsetting you?
The reason this came up is because we were at the park and it was hot.
You saw some
it was
boobs.
Hot out. And I wanted to take my shirt off for the tan, but I'm a 40-year-old man. Am I 41 now?
Yeah.
I'm a 41-year-old man. And I'm thinking, like, is this not appropriate anymore? And she was like,
yeah. No, he looks good. It doesn't matter your age. I hate people who hunker down on the age. If you're killing it at whatever age, but you're killing it for you, show your chest to the world. There's a girl in Manhattan, because it's legal now to walk with your tits out.
Right.
You just see a girl with her tits out walking you. In Manhattan, yeah. It's legal, because it's legal for men. So women fought. Some women fought, and now it's legal to walk around with your tits out. And there's a woman who will walk around. I've seen her a couple times. You'll just see a cute woman with her tits out walking past
you. She's got really nice titties?
They're nice, yeah. They're nice. They're not like the best I've ever seen, but it's friendly.
That
yeah.
I
it's
love.
It's like friendly tits, and that's what the world needs.
I'm not into like movements or anything, but that lady changed the world for me. Like that lady, she's my most inspiring. If I could do like go back to history class and pick a most inspiring like person in history, it would be that lady now. I swear to God, and I don't even know who's second. Like that's how much I don't care about movements and shit. She's killing it. I love that so much.
Sounds Sorry, like something
I'm moved.
Sounds I'm like moved something right someone would say who pays for porn.
How dare you bring that into this?
Now, so you're saying if somebody's naked in public, go for it. Or let's say topless. If somebody's topless in public, go for it.
Yeah, not in an obscene way. Like if someone just has like full spread vag walking
right,
around,
course.
It's like no.
In good taste.
It's like a demogorgon.
Oh my God.
But then also you got to judge yourself and be like,
right.
Is this good enough taste?
Yeah. Where do you draw the line? Because you say if you're in good shape and you want to rock it, go for it. But what if somebody is, let's say like plus size or they're older, you know, or they have like scars or something and they want to walk around topless?
No, rock it. Rock
okay,
it.
Okay. So you're
rock
all
it. Yeah. And I've seen some clips of like, plus size, because I don't think plus size is uglier than not, right? Like for me, it's like, how are you rocking your mm-hmm. kind of body? Whatever your body is, are you rocking it? Are you keeping it juicy? You know? So you can keep it juicy at 80 if you're keeping it juicy. Mm-hmm. I just want to see that, you know? Like don't stop someone's joy though. Like if someone wants to fly their freak flag and it's not invading you, then let it. But sometimes, you know, it can be invasive. Like once again, if you're somewhere like Manhattan, you could have someone off the street letting their freak flag fly in your face. And then it's right. like, okay, now you're entering my bubble. But if someone's just being artsy and unique and they're showing some titty or ass cheek, by all means, I don't care about, like, honestly, I wouldn't care about a vagina out in the wild, a soft ween, a hard
out
wiener.
In the wild? Where the fuck are we right now?
Soft ween.
You know, just like out, like you're out and about, like as long as it's a non-threatening.
Soft dicks are hilarious. If everybody was walking around with their soft dicks out, that would just be hilarious.
Well, I shouldn't even be saying this, but I'm going to say it. I, like 3 days ago, there's a friend of mine, not even a friend, like more of an acquaintance, like someone who I'm friendly with and like I would love to reconnect with, but you know, we just don't talk that often. And on Facebook Messenger, I just get a picture and I open up. Dick pic. Full on dick pic.
Wait. Soft from dick pic?
Like half and half.
No.
And here's the thing. I don't understand the culture of dick pics because I don't play that game. But I was so
CG's
confused.
Face.
And at first I just thought, okay, like this is probably like, you know, a scam. Like because people send shit all the time through Facebook Messenger and they're like, so sorry, my account was hacked, all that shit. 3 hours later, he messages, this is so embarrassing, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh shit. He
was he hitting
it.
On you through a...
No, he sent it to the wrong person.
Oh.
He probably saw S-E-A-N and thought, that's a chick.
So now, it was a half soft penis?
Yes. So I knew because... I'm a human being that this is not a fully erect penis, But I don't know if the vibe was like he was trying. He maybe like jerked it a little bit to make it look a little bit longer, and then to give the illusion to this girl that maybe this is how he operates on a normal day. This is just regular soft. But I would think any girl over the age of 15 would know for a fact that you just gave it a little bit of loving before you took a picture.
Wow. A fluffed penis. You got a picture of a half fluffed penis.
Yeah.
That's the best shit I ever heard.
Penis game is so interesting.
I have been talking a while about soft dick pics that I think it would be hilarious if people were sending each other pictures of soft penises. And it started. Can I say how it started?
Sure.
Kate sent me some nudes the one day. And, you know, it was a very exciting time. She looked good in the nudes, but the poses were no good.
He said he wished he could send back a soft dick pic.
A picture of my soft dick.
To my hot pictures. I thought that'd be fucking great. Like if somebody,
you know,
because
it shows you're the man.
He said, even though I looked good. No, it's so dumb. It's funny. This is why he said, I thought I was killing it, but I was like staring like a deer into headlights.
Ooh, yeah.
The staring into the camera is what alarmed me.
Like The Grudge or something. Like The Grudge isn't sexy.
Yeah.
Like The Grudge is always naked, but The Grudge is by no means attractive.
Yeah.
Like, so you're out here looking full on possessed. My dick would invert. I dropped the phone like, ah. Said like 7 days afterwards.
7 days.
It's like full on bug eyes. Like, holy shit.
That's exactly
and you were, if you had just closed the eyes like a half an inch, it would have been probably like so hot. It's just that slight eye gauge.
It was like,
the way we fixed it was I told her, take some not looking at the camera. You're minding your own business pictures.
Like,
you know, those are the hot pictures.
Like,
she
as if
minding
I'm not
your own business.
Yeah, like I did one where it's like I'm reading a magazine naked.
Ooh.
You know,
yeah,
he kind
yeah.
of instructed because I was like, I didn't know how to do it without staring directly into the lens. You know, like I was more focused on showing certain curves and angles, because if you look at a lot of like the Kardashian Jenner sexy pics, they all stare too. Like it's all like, you know, this like. Yeah. Illuminati stare.
Oh, well, I mean, no, but you
I
have
had
to,
the Grudge stare. Mine wasn't rich enough to be Illuminati.
You
mine
definitely
was
have
the
to
Grudge.
Get it right, though. I mean, like, that's why there's like really high paid models, because it's hard as fuck to like look straight into a camera and look like you're not fucking crazy.
Thanks, baby.
Or like,
right.
No, like it's it really is a skill.
No, it is. It's an art.
I'm sure the picture you sent was amazing. And it probably just came down to like a little, just a little eye thing. But you can never predict that. Like, it's not natural. You know what I mean? Like a naked picture is not like supernatural.
I was in a kind
right,
of,
right.
I was not in the best headspace either. I didn't realize that fully, but I was in a very extreme space. Like I even showed him a video of me dancing naked. Like I wouldn't just go do that normally. I was in this space where I was like, look at me.
It was a twerking
like,
video.
No
she
shame.
Made a twerking video.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and
no, you can have
had,
shame.
All that was shaking was the skin, because she didn't have an ass back then. She made a whole twerking video. She has one
I
now.
I had lost a lot of weight and was going through stuff, but I thought I had a juicy butt still, even though I had lost it. No one had been brave enough to tell me that.
I
so
said, girl,
I,
there's nothing but skin back there.
Yeah, so. Any,
I mean,
it was. He's not always the most sensitive.
But anyway,
so the soft dick pic came from when I first sent what I wanted to be pictures that drove him wild, and instead he thought he had been possessed. No, he wasn't feeling it the way I thought he was going to. But then I learned you don't have to, not just even in pictures, but he taught me you don't have to like stare everyone down in a conversation. Like aggressive eyeballs are a thing, and I've tried to have less aggressive eyeballs now.
No, I get that.
Chill eyeballs.
You can't lie to the camera.
No.
Right,
you can't lie to the camera.
Right.
Cuz whatever mood you're in, I can't, like, when I sometimes like I would like take a picture after like, you know, like I used to run tracks. So, like after I would run a race, like I'd take a picture with like my mom or something, and in my I just looked crazy because I had just gotten off like a crazy runner's high, so my eyes are always bulging and my mm-hmm. nose is flaring no matter what I do. So if I had taken a dick pic after just running a race, I looked like a demon that had just crawled out of the sinkhole in China.
Yeah. Nice callback. Hey.
Yeah. Oh my god. You that's said a God's the girl honest from truth. The Grudge is always naked, but it's not hot. That's fucking great. I think did I send one dick pic in my life? And then I sent one dick pic and then I was really scared I was gonna get arrested. Like for a long time after that, I was really scared I was gonna get arrested.
Okay. Yeah. Can I change the subject?
I was just like, if this girl wants me to get arrested, I'll be arrested, right? Like, I didn't know. And so I was like, maybe this was a bad call. Like, yeah. So it didn't work out that well for me. I never did.
What are you talking about? You've sent me dick pics. And that went well.
Oh, all right.
Same story.
I think he was still actually really nervous, though. He felt so like it took a long time to get one. Not that I was like begging for it anyway, but like he was very cautious. Like,
I just tried to like get it like next to, you know, just get it in the right lighting so it looked really legitimate. You know what I mean?
A legitimate penis.
I'm a big person. The penis next to my big body doesn't look very big. That's the problem.
So you took it like next to like a teaspoon or something?
If I had a regular size body, my dick would be big. But I have a very big body, so my dick looks small.
Mm-hmm. No, it's looks great. I don't know what... he's as hard as himself as he is on my Grudge titties. Okay, so this is not a fun topic at all. I'm just going to touch on it real quick. Those, huh? Well, I just feel like if I don't talk about it, it's like tone deaf a little, but the only reason why I'm not going to dwell on this is because this is a comedy podcast, but I just want to say, I want to address the Texas school shooting. I know once again, it's a very dark topic. We won't stay here long because it's supposed to be comedy, but I just want to say that's fucking horrific. And I understand having like emotional troubles or anger. I don't know how anyone goes, you know where I'm going to take this out on? Little kids. But hopefully they'll start giving teachers grenades and all of this can be fixed. No, I don't know. I think it needs to be fixed.
Story? Did they like find out any story about why he picked that place? Or
they're doing more and more research on the guy, honestly. And like, I don't even want to, I will figure out or like read more about him, but like my stomach always starts to hurt when I do read more and more about it. So it's hard. And I just feel like we got to fix something pretty deep as a collective. Obviously guns can be a huge part of it, but I think so many people are in pain and it like bubbles up and then it explodes in certain people. Not to give him any kind of sympathy at all. It's just, I think we need to start dealing with the pain a lot of us are in that we don't try to like really fix on a deep level. I think that needs to be addressed so people aren't just as angry and twisted up inside as general. And like you can even see it when you go on a porn site, some of the tags, you're like, oh, we are fucked as a collective. Like some of the things that make people come, like pissing on dogs. Yeah. Choking a bitch. Like, you know what makes me cub? Choking a bitch. Until she almost breathes her last breath.
Well, and that's the thing.
That's called snuff ish.
It's like it's almost like you open this like box of no return with things like a school shooting. When somebody shoots up a school, it's like that's now the newest low, right? Nothing is lower than a school shooting. But now that it's happened, people think to do it. They know exactly how people react, and they'll get exactly what they want out of it. Because they know people will lose their minds over it, and then it gets almost desensitized, kind of like porn. You know what I mean? Mm. Like back in the 60s, I'm sure that people
CG, you're breathing into the mic so heavy. I'm sorry. There you go. Sorry
about that, audience.
but you know, like I'm sure before porn, like maybe people had like sexual urges that were kind of like freaky, but it almost seems like when you like when you allow people to really like get in on their like deepest, darkest tendencies, it gets really weird really quick. And it almost feels like that with school shootings. Like it's like there could be even something worse in school shootings we just haven't even found yet. Like a newer low that like, you know, is like at what point will school shootings no longer be enough? Will people have to go to an even lower low to do something to get people's attention that they're hurting?
Yeah. I really hope somehow things can get healed and better where people aren't trying to hit lows or get horrible emotional reactions mm-hmm. of loss and grief out of people. And instead, they're just navigating differently. It's because people even wanting to hit that low to make people feel that, it's coming from their own pain and something that happened that went wrong. So I just hope there are a lot of households out there. People don't really like to talk about it. There is a lot of trauma going on in homes and abuse. And I think if we just continue to like speak our truth, even if it's, you know, a middle school student who's learning how to stand up for themselves, high school or 50-year-old, but just starting to say like, I'm allowed to express my feelings, even if it's rage or sadness, finding some good outlets for it mm-hmm. really helps to survive. But I mean, that might sound like cheesy. I'm not trying to, I am trying to fix it. We all are. But you know what I mean? I'm not trying to like sugarcoat it, but I just wanted to bring it up. Sorry, CG. I know you hate those topics.
She loves bringing topics in that cannot be funny in any way.
Okay, but, I'll switch to the next one.
But it makes it so if people listen to the podcast, they know like around what time it was. Like I think that's cool.
You know, it's like not if just somebody's that. Listening
back. No. But I do think that's cool though. You know, somebody's listening back to the podcast, they kind of know what the feel was. They remember that time, what was mm-hmm. going on with them. So like I do think it's a good element to have.
And it's such an important thing that's going on. Yeah. I think it's when you don't address it because you're like, this is supposed to be comedy. It can't right. have this other element to it. It's like, I think you can't fully be present and actually laugh your hardest if you feel like someone's sweeping something under the rug because they can't touch it at all.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to touch it a little and be like, hey, this is awful. It's in a lot of our hearts. I just want to address it, but then move on because this is supposed to be a more lighthearted thing. There have been many of these episodes that got very dark and not lighthearted from before. So I know that I can do that. But for the most part, I try to not do that really like Diane Sawyer exclusive. Like I try to make this fun. I try. But okay, so let's get to the next thing. Not the most fun, but it's easier. It's still really not. The formula shortage. But here's the thing, I should have done more research on this, but like I think it's crazy, and obviously there's an answer to this. Maybe one of us might know, maybe not. How does that even happen? It's the same thing with like the toilet paper when COVID first came, and I'm like, how, you know, I just don't even know how shortages happen. Obviously, I guess it happened because formula, there were some that was like poisoned.
So to you, it's impossible that like a truck didn't come to the supermarket and that's why there's no.
I guess this one I did hear. There was formula put out that was making babies so sick, some died. So I guess they had to pull a ton. I guess that's what happened. Because I remember hearing that. So anyway, there was a formula shortage and that sucks. Okay, that was a really bad topic.
There's like a boom too, like a sort of baby boom, right?
Okay.
Over COVID.
Oh.
Oh, I people so, was
a home
lot of people fucking.
Were home, so they were all having sex and making kids. Mm. Oh, so I don't know if that plays into it at all. But like, you know, when there's like surprise demand and like the people, you know, it takes a minute to like adjust that. Like, you know, all of a sudden people just wanted toilet paper and they were operating at a normal speed. But then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you guys want this much now? Well, right. Hold on. Let me get more trucks.
Right. All right, well, we can move on to the next topic since I just wrote that down without researching it. Okay, next topic.
Well, like, what's going on with, like, the breastfeeding? Like, do not...
Some people,
are less people breastfeeding these
I
days?
I think so. I think some people can't. I think a lot of people are breastfeeding, but I think some people who go back to work right away, some women, they have to rely on formula. I mean, you can pump your milk, but for some women, that can take a long time and even hurt. So it's just, okay, I got to go back to work and I want to make sure my kid has the right nutrients, you know. But breastfeeding's great. I'm a huge fan.
Can you
but
just give
it's
it
not
milk?
For everyone.
Like
no.
The same milk that you drink?
No.
I drink milk every day, morning, noon, and night. So like, I feel like I would give it to a baby.
You would kill that baby accidentally.
What?
They need like special, they either need breast milk or formula that makes up for it.
I wouldn't defy that because I don't think the doctors
you
have
would,
it right.
You would get
I
that
think,
baby taken away real fast,
I think,
sir.
You know like the movie 300, how they like... They curse the baby into the down to the chasm if it's like misshapen or at the uh-huh. beginning of 300, mm-hmm. just so the Spartans are all badass. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's kind of that kind of thing. Like I want to make sure the baby's badass enough to like, you okay. know, drink the regular milk and then come out a Spartan.
I think a couple got arrested for actually doing that.
Oh no, I'm not really going to do it in real life. I just think... I just
hypothetically, they most definitely should.
I wish you could experiment with it without like hurting a baby. You know what I mean? Like, I wish there were tests, but there's no way to actually really know.
People do know because people have tried that and killed their babies or made them really malnutrition.
Where are these people?
What is the word? Malnutrition.
Good job. Good job, baby.
Malnourished. There you go. Holy crap.
Okay.
next. We didn't quite make it because I'm not sure that word fits either.
Next topic is another random one. Tom Cruise. So he did this hilarious interview with James Corden because obviously I didn't think Tom Cruise was going to make this sudden comeback in my life. But suddenly he's coming out with a new Top Gun. Yep. He takes James Corden out on his own, like, not even like it was a smaller airplane, like a fighter jet, and he can do all the tricks from Top Gun. Like he's an actual insane
yeah dude, he
pilot.
Was doing it with James Corden in the car, in the
he flew
cockpit.
James
come
Corden.
On
yes
yeah
we'll have to show you
and
it
then,
was
and
insane.
Then in the interview he's talking about like you know I wouldn't do Top Gun for years, I was trying to think about you know in my own head what I would need to do another Top Gun, and then also, so I guess he trained every single person. Everyone in the new Top Gun movie was really flying a fighter jet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like all the like kids, like the young 20-year-old hot shots and the young hot chicks and stuff. Like they're all flying real fighter jets, like because he made them go do that. Like he scheduled like this whole program of how they were going to learn because they had to go up and they had to shoot. Learn how to work like the video camera. They turn it on while they're flying their airplane
wow.
and then do their part in front of the camera. Like
it
everyone had to do that shit themselves.
And then the fact that he like does his own stunts, because I never really paid it. I heard that before, but I didn't pay attention enough. But then watching him fly, James Corden made me be like, wait, this dude really does do this shit. Like that's some adrenaline chasing stuff. It just made me respect him more. I still think he's crazy for being tied to Scientology the way he is, but he got more respect from me. And he was just like in the interviews, I was like, oh, Tom Cruise, like he's so likable. And I forgot because you get wrapped up in the fact of the Scientology stories.
Yeah, right.
I was kind of like, oh, he's kicking ass.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. Like other than the Scientology stuff, it's I don't know if he has he had like any like big scandals.
I guess with Katie Holmes.
I mean, they were just kind of like they were kind of just hating on him for a while. They were clowning him for a while, and it worked on me too. Like I was thinking he was kind of a clown in regular life, even though I love Tom Cruise movies. I love Tom Cruise movies.
He's very charismatic,
and he does all the Mission Impossible stunts are crazy. He does all them himself, and then. When we saw him on there, it was like a Tom Cruise comeback. And then how people treat him when they're like in a room with him, like he's a god. Because like they know. The ones like in Hollywood, they know and they treat him like that. But I mean, and then it felt weird because it was like, I'm thinking he's a clown just because of what some things are saying on there. And then you see how dignified he is and that everybody really respects him. And he's doing crazy stuff out there.
Yeah, it just made me respect him more when I didn't expect that. I was kind of like, oh, yeah, this dude's attached to Scientology. I didn't care about him doing the stunts himself. I was just like, sounds like a maniac.
I mean, he was.
But then suddenly I see him flying this fighter jet, and James Corden, who's hilarious in it, is actually like having a panic attack. But he nailed it. And I was like, okay, this dude, that's some baller shit, mm-hmm. what he just did. So I had to give it to him. But I didn't expect it. I was like, wow, I like, okay, Tom Cruise making a comeback.
And now he was looking a bit of a fool when he went on Oprah after he started dating Katie Holmes. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, that
was
like
jumping up on tables and stuff. And he was looking kind of a fool then.
That's but like, some good vagina.
Chick, a hot young chick.
Vagina making you jump up on a couch, though.
That's what
Katie
I'm
Holmes
saying.
Got that.
A hot young
that.
Chick could do that to a dude.
Yeah.
So like I have get. I mean, you don't want to be looking like a fool like that on Oprah. Like a lot of people right. watch that joint, but But no, he's the man. I forgot he was the man.
So and welcome back, reminded. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, I'm sorry I doubted you. Put me in one of your movies, bro. I'll do the stunts.
Now you're definitely not going to be in this movie.
I know.
Yeah, he's like pathetic beggar. Which brings us to potentially our last topic, unless it goes by real quick. I actually have two kind of quick ones, but... One is pushy salespeople. And I just want to say, y'all can chill. Like, I feel like there's still some old school
they
beliefs.
Were in our ass at the furniture store.
So I just feel like to sell something, you don't have to do the old school of like in your face. Like, it's like the people at the AT&T stand. It's like if you just.
When you walk into BJ's.
If you're selling a good product. You don't have to like push it down someone's throat. And I just think we need to redefine what it means to sell something. Don't be all pushy like that. You can, I don't know. That's all I want to say. It's just really annoying.
At BJ's, they have the predatory AT&T sales guy. And he used to get me every time I walked in. And he didn't care that he talked to me before. He still wanted to talk to me again. He knew that
remember.
He talked to me before.
Oh, he did?
He's like, you the guy with the contract still, right? Like, he'd remember what I said a little bit, but he'd still want to talk to me every time. So anyway, we go around. We know where they're stationed now. And we walk a good distance around every time we go to BJ's so we don't have to bump into him.
He hates saying no. He hates, like, any kind of hard boundary.
Like
so he prefers to take the way around it, which is fine, honestly. But I'm okay at being like, fuck you and your service. Annoying. Like, I just, I,
no.
Yeah, no.
Like, you're good at being like a major bitch.
Thanks,
for
babe.
Certain things.
You are. You are too sweet.
No, I'm saying, like, it is a skill. Like, it gets a bad rap.
No, I am so good at being a turbo bitch if I have to be. Like, I can turn on the cunt real fast. Like, almost like a crazy skill. And there was a dude at the gym. Let's not say too much about him, but he definitely had some disabilities. That sounds bad for me to laugh at that exact moment.
That sounds
horrible.
I'm
laughing. I'm laughing because of like the situation, what happened. There was this dude just walking the gym. He wasn't working out and he was just like going up to people and like definitely girls. And it was just really uncomfortable. But I definitely think he wasn't doing it on purpose. He had some stuff. But he came up to me mid butt exercise. And he was
the
like,
butt machine,
he
the
just
kickback.
Came right up into my space and I was just like, no, 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 no. I kept saying no
really loud. Dude, I haven't seen him since
I was
that day.
Mid-ass exercise.
He used to be there every single day that we went.
Not working and out, just literally getting up in everyone's
around.
Fucking space.
I've
and
seen
I
him
know
talking
I
to like two 13-year-old, 14-year-old
yeah.
chicks to one day. Like,
that's what
did,
I'm saying.
He did not know.
So I am, like, no one else obviously wanted to be rude when he came up to them. And I was just like, I'm
like,
in a
no, new, no thanks.
I'm
no.
doing an exercise that looks slightly sexual. And I'm not trying to talk to anyone at the gym. Yeah. So, yeah, I definitely shut it down real fast. But most people would
no,
say that's not a good thing. I think it
he
is.
Just, he just sees an ass and he goes up to talk to it.
Yeah.
That's just basically how he's doing. And then
not this
you
ass.
Ended his,
this ass is closed.
You ended his shit. Like, he was, you know, whatever, like, home that he came from or whatever that dropped him off there to like go hang out at the gym and told him to walk around and make friends. Like, I feel like that's what happened. I feel like that's what happened. Then you ended it and he went straight out and fondled three ladies at Aldi. He was like, fuck this. And like, he's back in the slammer, wherever. Like, his life was going really good until he bumped up. Bumped
yeah, but guess what? He ain't talking to 14-year-old kids at a gym, is
no,
he?
No, and you know what happened?
Yeah, he learned.
Right after you did that, it's kind of like the universe, because our sporta turned into LA Fitness. we just stepped it up, dude, because we paid.
Great.
You know, we
thanks
paid
for telling everyone where we go. I hate that.
Oh, do you know that there are, 5,000 locations in America?
You know what,
so
though?
I think we'll be okay.
If anyone ever tried to come up to me at the gym, you are going to get the same treatment. In the gym, I'm like soldier mode.
She's so mean. She's so mean at the gym, dude.
He makes me have cleavage out. He makes me. Yeah. So I go in all hot. I used to go in trying to look like a bag lady. And like,
but
now I go
like
in
that.
And I, you know.
I didn't like that.
And I'm real
that's
bitchy.
My girlfriend.
And I'm like, no one talks to me. So.
And yeah. The girls at the gym, they're all dressed real slutty. And looking real hot. And I'm
yeah,
like,
they're smoke
I'm
shows.
Like, you could be that hot if you dress slutty. I'm like, why aren't we doing this? Because they're, you
he
know,
was so upset.
I didn't like that when you walked in, they would look hotter.
Thanks,
because they knew they weren't hot. And so I didn't like that. So we started.
Speak your truth, CJ.
I started making her dress a little sluttier at the gym. I feel like maybe I'm
when
not
he,
a great
when
person
when I go to the gym by
that,
myself,
but
I wear my sports bras that make me look like I have a male chest, not tits. I wear like. Like, I just don't want any attention. I go to the gym to work out. But when I go with him now, I do try to look hot. But then I stick by him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
If I start... Because it can
you
be scary being
you started getting real
a,
clingy in there.
Thanks.
On gym day. No, it's my fault. I told you...
Yeah, because you told me to dress like a whore. Like a whore. Okay, so last quick topic and then we'll wrap up. Beetlejuice 2... is going to come out.
Ooh.
And I love Beetlejuice, love Winona Ryder, and there's a rumor that seems to have some substance to it that Johnny Depp, her ex, may be in Beetlejuice too, which would be so fucking awesome. So yeah. Especially after this Amber Heard trial with him, that would be an awesome comeback to like work with his ex who never shit talked him, and they had like a strong relationship, and then they're both just such solid actors. Michael Keaton's amazing. Yes. Who knows who else will come back, but I really hope this Beetlejuice 2 with Johnny Depp in there happens.
Yeah. Hopefully the girl from Schitt's Creek, I forget her name.
I don't
she
know.
She was the mom in Home Alone.
Oh. What's her name? Yes.
I definitely know the mom from Home Alone.
Yeah.
She's all, yeah, no, she needs to be in it. I forget her name too right now, but she's amazing. Even in Best of Show. I forget. She's amazing.
But you know who is in Beetlejuice is Alec Baldwin.
Wait, he was?
I wonder if Alec Baldwin will be in the second one.
Oh, that's crazy. That's right. It's a young Alec Baldwin.
I mean, unrecognizable.
That's right.
Personally.
I totally... Oh, weird.
Wait.
Yeah. A lot of scandals for Beetlejuice.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's
curious.
Almost like Beetlejuice got into them. Okay, stop.
Jeez.
Sorry. I can't help
come on,
but be
it.
The corniest sometimes. Like, I can't. The other day I called him. I was like, hey, Dutius McCutius. And he was like, I will end this relationship right now.
You're on speakerphone and I just got fired.
Dutius McCutius.
It takes from my masculinity when you say things like that.
I'm sorry.
You should have sent back a soft dick pic. That's what you get for that.
All right, we're gonna wrap it up.
I'm gonna start sending out half fluffed dick pics to people all the time now. After you
for holiday cards, you need to dress it up like a holiday thing.
Yes,
Shawn Michael. I hope you are ready for his Santa Claus wiener.
No. If I grow out my pubes and then we dye them green and put some ornaments in the pubes, and then it's a half fluffed soft penis.
This is
I
just
think we have
once
the new
again,
Christmas card. I think art. We have the new Invasion of Privacy podcast.
it's a soft penis
thumbnail.
Hidden.
Yeah. You just don't show the tip, so you just see the stalk. That's fine, right? You can take a picture of the stalk.
We need to discuss any galleries.
Now I'm
going to
do that because
nearby.
I want to see what they even look like.
You may not even know.
Pictures of the stalk.
You know, somebody just drew that.
Maybe like... You know what you could also do? You could also, because penises are pretty stretchy, you could stretch it and then take just a picture of the cross section of, like, you know what I mean? Just not the tip and not the balls. It's just the stretched. Anyway, I don't know.
That is that where the gifts would go? Is that where the gifts go in that section? Under the tree?
Of the penis?
Oh, wait, are you not doing a Christmas tree? I thought you were doing a Christmas tree shaft.
No, these are all different ideas. Because he's talking about you would only have to show the shaft to not the head. Because it's funny because the real pornographic part of it's the head. Mm-hmm. So shaft isn't all that pornographic.
No. Depends how many veins are in the area and stuff.
That's true.
Veinage definitely.
If there are a lot, if it's a hard wiener and veins are coarse, you know, they're feeling its fullest. It could be pretty.
But you put some ornaments on there.
Are there like penis shots that like you can shoot your penis up with a syringe and make it like you were talking about? You see porns and dudes look like their penis is about to explode.
I'm sure there are, especially in the porn industry. I'm sure there are shots right to the dick.
Wait, to get it moving and grooving. Keep going long too.
Maybe. I'm saying maybe, and then you're asking me more about a fact that's not a fact at all.
No, I'm asking the group.
If you can take a B12 shot as a celebrity to feel whatever, you can definitely take whatever shot, whether it's to the dick, near the dick, and then be like, yeah! Even if it's like something like cocaine. But, you know, I don't really know the in and outs of the porn industry. Definitely. Other than don't stare directly into the camera.
I just feel like a shot in the boner is like would be horrible. Like if you have to jab something into a boner.
Well, I don't even know if that's what happens. So we're gonna wrap it up because I once again don't know exactly how that works. We should ask someone. Maybe we could have Lisa Anna on again and ask her.
Dude,
how
that'd be dope. That'd
yeah.
Be dope.
Yeah. So there you go. She might not be into it, but I want to know, do shots go into the wiener? Anyway.
We got to ask her if it's you know, open season on that topic. We'll see if she approves the topic beforehand.
Yeah, or if she even texts back now. Sean, where can people find you? Instagram, wherever.
Yeah, Instagram is probably the best. It's just Sean_Michael_Conway. I'm on Facebook, Sean Conway. YouTube, just Sean Conway, although I'll probably change that soon. I got a show that I'm producing, a comedy show in Swarthmore, PA, on June 25th. That should be a lot of fun. Got Woo-hoo. Talent Harris coming in from New York and a couple solid local comics on there.
Nice.
But yeah.
All right. And then for me, at the Fox and the Falcon in South Orange, New Jersey, June 9th, I'll be there. My son Shane Sudia will be there. So come check that out. And then if you want a healing, kwolf27@gmail.com and on Instagram at the Kate Wolf. CG is cg.erickson on Instagram. And thanks everyone for listening. And thank you for joining us, Sean.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
Bye.